Yeah, so I'm saying when I come late, it's called bitachon in practice. See, the oilam has bitachon that I'm going to show up. The Baruch Hashem, we're able to make it. Yeah, so it's already the Shura Shechal Boy Purim. The Shura Purim. Purim is the Chag of Bitochen. Because that was the whole story of Purim. It's all about Bitochen Hashem, or lack of Bitochen Hashem. It says, Nenu Misuda Shaloisa Rosha. That's what the Gemara says. That was one of the reasons of the Chulbah, of the decree again. So, in Nenu Misuda, the Gemara asks, that should only be for the people in Shushan. The Gemara says, they were in the shack of to Homer, which is a little bit interesting because the Mashmos of the Gemara, if somebody has an explanation, I would be happy to hear it, but just saying the Mashmos of the Gemara is that that the Ishtacha de Lahomer was Nogea to Jews all over the world, not only to the people in Shushan, because in Mitzadis Suda, that was for the people in Shushan. That was a day for the people in Shushan. So my question is, How did all of Goliath all over the world go down to Haman? And Haman was pretty egocentric, but that he traveled all over the world just to have people bow down to him sounds a little interesting. You know, it could have been, who knows? Or maybe just means figuratively, or somehow Haman had representatives all around the world to get people to bow down to his figure. Whatever it is. But the bottom line is, the Jewish people, they preferred to be subservient to Achashverosh to the point that they were even able to have Anor from the Suda, which was the Suda, basically, according to Chazal, that was the Suda of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Because, according to the Gemara, the reason why he made the Suda in the third year of his Malchus was because they had a Cheshbon of the Nevuah, that after 70 years, the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. And Belshazzar thought he made the Cheshbon, he made a mistake. And Achashverosh said that Belshazzar miscalculated, and that's why he was killed at the Suda that he made. But I know the right calculation, and this was years later. And according to Achashverosh's calculation, once again, the Nevuah was wrong, and there will be no Beis HaMikdash rebuilt. So basically, this is Suda in honor of the fact that Beis HaMikdash will not be rebuilt. And after that, the Chazal say that Shreyas came out and was wearing the Megodim of the Kohen Gadol. So he was really showing, and using the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, is really showing that what you might call it, the Beis HaMikdash, because both relation with God, so it's finished. That's why he wasn't afraid of Kodesh Baruch Hu. He knew that Bashesha was killed by using Kalim. And he brazenly showed, I'm not afraid, Hashem is finished.
So just think of it, that Mele going to the Suda, which is bad enough, but it says, Nenu mi Suda shel Oisei Rosha. They even enjoyed the Suda. They were so moved by the fact that he got Eidah Chareidah's Hechsha for them. But obvious problem with that was, who cares what the Hechsher is? You see the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, destruction of Hakesh with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can't have any form of Simcha. Anyway, that was the big Azeira that we had at the time. And Mordechai Tzadik, his whole Azeira was the exact opposite. To show the Bitochen, the Bitochen we're talking about the past weeks, a month, or whatever it is, the real Keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu,
recognition that the only force in the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we are disposed to interact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that tefillah is a mighty mitochen. That's what Mordechai show, that our kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the most powerful thing in the world. If you think of it, if I'm going around and he's the wealthiest person and the most powerful person in the world, he got the signet ring of the king, everyone's back down to him, and it made sense. Together with that, by not bowing down to him, Mordechai Tzadik basically showed to him, to Haman, there's something more powerful than you, which is something that Haman really had a hard time accepting. How could it be there's something more powerful than me? That's what it was. It was something more powerful than him. That was HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his representative, Mordechai Tzadik. And in the beginning, people thought Mordechai Tzadik was crazy. What are you doing? You have to be in good terms with the government, with the people in power. But he realized, no, you have to do what you can to be in good terms with them. But if good terms with them means being in bad terms with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's preferable to be in good terms with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bad terms with them. And then it's interesting that the Gemara says that the name of Mordechai, it says Ben Shimi Ben Yor Ben Shimi Ben Kish. Three names. The Gemara in the Gila says that those three names were picked because each one represents what he did with his tefillah. Yor, that he was made a name, so he saw with his tefillah. Shimi, that Hashem listened to his tefillah. Kish, he was like Pinak and Tuas. With his tefillahs, everything tefillahs. Mordechai basically was saying, it's cool al shem tefillah. The tefillah was the power that changed everything around, changed all the laws of nature, the gezeira against Klaisel around. And that time Klaisel was the same thing. Klaisel took out 3 days, which they dropped everything. Soyim b'chi v'mizbet. So fasting is fasting. And the b'chi is not stop crying, fetching away. It's crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And mizbet, what they're making a spading on. They're making a spading on all the things that we lost. Nobody died yet. Making a spading on the recognition that, 1 second, we gave up on the Beis Hamikdash. We think we're in the new world. No misbid, we have to have a hesped for the Beis Hamikdash. We have to feel we want the Beis Hamikdash. It can be rebuilt. It will be rebuilt. I, the Mikdash Boyas, can't read a mistake with Mikdash Boyas. It can't be. And that's what saved Klal Yisrael. It says in the Sfarim HaKadoshim that even when we're in Golus, and in Golus is a certain level of Richuk, distance between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't have the same Hashgacha that we had when we were in Eretz Yisrael, when we had the Beis HaMikdash, Asat Yisholm Ba'oritz, Shaftim Be'betach Ba'artzachem. That whole concept of Hashras Hashchina, that's made a completely different Hanhaga in Eretz Yisrael. We were protected, we could go to Aliyah's regular and nobody would come into our houses. And all the special bracha we had, financial bracha and health bracha and everything. Everything was a bracha. We don't have that now. We're in Golis. And there's all kinds of stuff we go through in Golis. All different types. But one thing that remains intact is, there's really two things that remain intact. But one of them is tefillah. It says that at the time of tefillah, there's a special kilcha between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we said in the past weeks how
tefillah is a maisa of bitochen, now is the time to try to take advantage of its focus on it even more than before. And that's what Chazal is telling us. That's what Purim is all about. Purim is all about the kerech tefillah, that mitzadech and Klai Yisrael realized they weren't goalless. And because of that, they basically, many of them gave up. And the kesh with HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not what it should be. Mordechai HaTzadik and Esther, they taught us that under all circumstances, no matter how far you look, you seem to be away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a way to have that intimate relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Me'ein the Beis HaMikdosh. And that's what it says, Avodah Hashem b'lev zeh tefillah. If we daven with our lev, we focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash says that the tzura of tefillah, the way he's supposed to be, he's supposed to open himself when he davens, is like a person is oymed lifnei hamelech. It's not just some type of moshul, make believe. You oymed lifnei hamelech. In other religions, lahavdil, everything's make believe. Pomp and circumstances and all kind of liturgy and singing and all that stuff. It's a lot of ceremony. Bayos is no ceremony. It's all real. And when Chazal say Oymed Lefnei Melech, you have to understand that's what's happening. You are Oymed Lefnei Melech. Even though we say always the person should is Oymed Lefnei Kodesh Bo, it's true. This is more than that. The special Hanhoga that the Kodesh Bo who left for Klal Yisrael at the time with davening HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shemoneh Esrei in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we revert back to a different world, different planet, the planet of being ponim leponim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Mordechai reveals to Klal Yisrael, that things look dark and black and impossible, but we still have that window open, and if we take advantage of it, we'll turn everything around. And that's what Klal Yisrael did. He took advantage of it. Mordechai is called Mo Dror. Chazal say also it's like Mor is a Rosh HaBesamim, the first of all of the Besamim. So the Besamim also the Ketores, it says it's made the Kvod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a sweet smell. We take a sweet smell which could be used for just pleasure, enjoying it, and we bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say, Akesh with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the sweetest thing. The sweetness of Olam Hazeh, we want to bring in front of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't want to take it for ourselves. We want it to make your Beis HaMikdash have that sweet smell. So, this is something we could think about in the days to come, prepare ourselves a little bit even more so. We know that every year, like Ramchal is famous for saying, that all the Hashpoyas Toises that happened at the time of the Nes happened again at the time of the day of the Nes. And this Friday, Mitzvah Hashem, when Purim is coming, the fact that we'll be able to use our tefillahs to convert the Midas Adin, the terrible Midas Adin, it was the hardest Midas Adin in history. Chazal said, it's the only time it says, Mivodas L'chaim. All other ones are Mishiva L'gula. We're slaves, and we're taken out of slavery, but not death. Here, it was Nigga and Klai Yisrael death, Kloya. Mivodas L'chaim, a new life. Mitoich HaChoshech, converted into Simcha V'Sosan L'Yehudim. L'Yehudim L'Yisrael V'Simcha V'Sosan V'Yikor. Mordechai Yotze, Lefnei HaMelech, Rabush, Malchus. That koyach exists every year. And everybody has in his life, and the world has within it, all these nekudas of choshech or darkness, whether it be the general state of the word, the world, with this virus that's mamash from last Purim to mamash a full year. If you think of it, last Purim, some of us were starting to wake up, and some of us woke up a little bit afterwards, but that's when it really started. Here, Baruch Hashem, in our neighborhoods, Hashem, tremendous Rahman and Masanas, and nothing happened in Purim. We know over the world, terrible things. In America, New York, New Jersey, that area, just from Purim itself, thousands of people left this world. It's hard to imagine on Purim itself. And I don't want to explain it. I don't have an explanation for it. But what we have to do is make that Purim not to be the pre-Purim Purim, to be the Purim itself Purim, the post-Nesa Purim Purim, which means that the darkness that we have, whether, like I said, if it's the challenges of that the whole world is facing, or everyone in his personal life, we have our different challenges, the darkness in our own lives. And on Purim, make sure we don't lose that day. And Yoyer ben Shimi ben Kish, pour out our hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we realize no matter where we are, when the davening Shemoneh Esrei, we're ponim el ponim, we're facing you directly, and we take advantage of that conversation and talk to Hashem, beseech for Hashem, not just for us, for Klal Yisrael. Hashem will listen to those tefillos and have a power effect on us and all of Klal Yisrael. And maybe if we make those tefillos of Purim very, very powerful tefillos, that will affect our tefillos all year round. We'll appreciate more the Klal Yisrael tefillos that we have, because that's one of the themes of Purim. That the tefillos that we had brought us the nes, the survival, brought us life, chayim, from lovers l'chayim. And then the second stage it brought us the spiritual life. It brought us kimu v'kiblu, matan Torah, a new matan Torah mirotzen, of appreciation, of a closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We appreciated the Torah more. We looked at Torah as being oira, the light, not just something you got to do, you have to do, something we're excited about doing. Yontif, Mila, everything, Chesodim, that's in Matanis Levyonim, Mishloach Monis, we're so excited about using what we have to help other people that are in need. Not something, I feel bad, I'm going to do it. I'm excited to do it. This is what makes us great. And Kimu V'Kiblu, the third thing we got on Purim was that after the Nes of Purim, prior to Nes of Purim, Achashverosh said, I can give you everything. Only at Chatzia Malchus. Gemara says, why not more? Because he didn't want to give her the whole thing because he's afraid she may want to build the Beis HaMikdash and that he couldn't put up with. But Lamaisa, we know that right after the Nes of Purim, Achashverosh didn't last very long, and eventually the Beis HaMikdash started being rebuilt again. So those are three things we had. Chaim, a new life. Then we imbued into that new life the Neshama of the Kabbalah HaTorah, Me'ava, Me'simcha, and that gave us the schus of having a new Asherah Sashrin of the Beis HaMikdash. So she'ol b'zoicha, this Purim, to realize, yes, we still are in Golis. There are certain nekuzas of choshech in our lives. Baruch Hashem, we know we're near what they were then. We have so much awe and goodness. But we have the choshech, everybody in his lives, and the world has in it. And Ruchnis and Gashmis, all the challenges we have with ourselves, with our children, with our families, etc. But mitorcha choshech, when I say Hashem, the choshech is external, that deep, intimate keshe between me and you remains throughout this long golas, thousands of years. My Shemoneh Esrei is ponim el ponim, but it's not stam Shemoneh Esrei. It's the Shemoneh Esrei of the great, holy Purim. The Shemoneh Esrei resembles the Shemoneh Esrei that Klal Yisrael davened in those days that Batsoim, Bechiv, and Mispin, Hashuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yes, Hashem, if we show Hashem that we so much yearn for a deeper and closer relationship, think of bracha, let's say, the first bracha even. Choneinu miyitcho, Deir bin Vaskel, Klal Yisrael, not just me, all of Klal Yisrael so far away, I don't appreciate Torah enough. And Kavachoyim, people that are less from the Mir, people that are not from the Mir, people that are assimilated, they have no idea what they are, what it is. Choneinu, Bechen Yochen, Matnas Chinam, give us the day of Inu Yaskim, all of Klal Yisrael. That's where you are. That's the Geula. The Geula is when the Mola or the Deya. The whole world will be full of this Deya. We want that day of Inu, that everybody, the person who's furthest away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should be full of that Deya. I'll call upon if we daven in that fashion on Purim, which is a day which is Mesuga, to make that Mapecho, like it did in those days. Mitzvah Shem will be Zeichot, oh God, the Oida that Klai Yisrael had then. and we'll be zoyfe for that with the oira, the simcha, the sultan, the ikol, a new chayim for us, a new geula for Klal Yisrael, a new appreciation of the Torah, and may it send the billion base of migrants from here, amen. Shabbat tov, everybody. Shabbat tov.